a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Reverend Raleigh Kemink. Leading us in the pledge will be Paige James Huntley from Chamberlain. Let us pray. God of grace and mercy, bless us as we gather this day. Give us your Spirit to remind us of the great responsibilities you've placed upon the shoulders of all gathered here. Guide us in our thoughts, our words, our actions, so with wisdom the good of all could be served. We seek your blessing upon the people of our state and upon those who have been called to lead us. Please, Lord, protect those serving in hostile areas of the world. We pray, Lord, that you would bring them home safely to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk will please call the roll.
Representative Bartling, Bolin, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lust, Magstad, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vershio, Werner, Westrup, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1053 do pass. David Less, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1021, 1031, and 1032 do pass. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Retirement Laws respectfully reports that House Bill 1024 and 1025 do pass. House Bill 1026 and 1027 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Manny Steele, Chair.
I hope everyone had a chance to get some of the, was it ice cream behind the House lobby? That was on behalf of the Brookings folks. Brookings Day today in the Capitol. Are the Brookings folks here? Please stand and be recognized. Thank you for the goodies and thank you for joining us today. Is the Sioux Valley High School government class here? Please stand and be recognized. Their teacher is Mr. Brooks. They are from the hometown of Volga and are represented by Representatives Munsterman and Holly. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 13, 33, and 34, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Luss moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Agricultural and Natural Resources on House Bill 1006 and 1001 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor of the Luss motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1069.
Those in the gallery watching what's going on right now or at the head desk here, the clerks are reading for the first time the bills that have been introduced into the legislature. It's a constitutional requirement that the titles be read twice. This is their first reading. Upon their second reading, there will be debate if they make it to the House floor. Speaker assigns House Bill 1067 to State Affairs, 1068 to Local Government, 1069 to Local Government, 1070 to Judiciary, 1071 Judiciary, 1072 Judiciary, 1073 Judiciary. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 33, an act to authorize the use of an online reverse auction for the procurement of certain goods and services by governmental agencies.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 13 to State Affairs, Senate Bill 33 State Affairs, Senate Bill 34 State Affairs. Consent calendar.
Representative Feinstein requests that House Bill 1023 be removed from the consent calendar.
That request is granted. That relieves three items for the consent calendar. Under our rules, these will be taken together. There will be one vote on all three items. Sorry.
House Bill 1022, an act to repeal certain outdated programs relating to the Department of Human Services. House Bill 1044, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the practice of optometry. House Bill 1058, an act to repeal and revise certain statutes related to the Animal Industry Board.
Question before the House or the consent calendar items. Are there any questions? Seeing none, question before the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote. Is the doctor of the day here? I do not see him, but his name is James Barker from Sioux Falls. The doctor of the day offers his services on a volunteer basis for those in the legislature and those in the Capitol, and we appreciate that, and please give him a round of applause.
Representatives Gibson, Jenna Hager, Parsley, Shrimp, Tyler, and Werner. Representative Shrimp. Jim votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one excused.
The consent calendar items having received a majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Hearing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
Representative Cronin moves that House Bill 1012 be deferred to Thursday, January 17th, the seventh legislative day.
Those in favor of the Cronin motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
House Bill 1040, an act to authorize the Department of Revenue to provide lists of licensed boat dealers.
House Bill 1040, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1040 is brought by the Department of Revenue and is primarily a housekeeping bill. Currently, the Department of Revenue is not permitted to release names of licensed entities unless they are given a specific exemption. And they currently have exemptions for motor vehicle dealers, snowmobile dealers, manufactured home dealers, and fuel tax licenses. They've asked that we add boat dealers to this list, saying that it was an oversight when the original exemption list was made. I urge pass.
Thank you, Representative. Excellent work. Any further remarks? Seeing none, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1040. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Boland. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1040, having received a majority vote of the members elected, hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1041, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and to create a motor vehicle excise tax exemption for sales tax paid on parts used in rebuilt motor vehicles and vehicles manufactured by individuals.
House Bill 1041, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Qualm.
This bill revises certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and creates an exemption from the motor vehicle excise tax for sales tax paid on parts used in the process of rebuilding vehicles and on vehicles manufactured by individuals. This comes from the Department of Revenue, and basically what it is, if you take a cab and a chassis and an engine and a transmission that have come from other vehicles, the taxes have already been paid. And if within 5 years you retitle this, you do not have to pay the taxes again. If it's after 5 years, you have to, pay the tax again. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1041. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Nelson votes aye. Einstein votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1041, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1042, an act to authorize manufactured home dealers to submit license fees directly to the Department of Revenue and to provide an electronic renewal notice to certain dealers.
House Bill 1042, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill will authorize manufactured home dealers to submit license fees directly to the department and provide an electronic renewal system. To date, manufactured home dealers pay their annual license fees to a county treasurer. This bill will allow the department to move forward with the electronic renewal and electronic payment to license fees. House Bill 1042 will permit the department to use its current electronic dealer system as a platform to receive the annual renewals, as well as allow the dealer to make an electronic payment. I would ask that you would support House Bill 1042.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1042. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Nelson votes aye. Hansen votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1042, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1043, an act to authorize the Department of Revenue to establish an electronic title system for motor vehicles and to revise certain provisions regarding the electronic lien filing system.
House Bill 1043, having had its second read, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Shane Fish.
This bill authorizes the department to establish an electronic title system for motor vehicles and revise certain provisions regarding an electronic lien filing system. This bill has its origins in the electronic lien system. HB 1043 does two things. Section 1 of the bill allows the department to further explore the concept of electronic titles for all vehicles. Section 2 of the bill is cleanup in the lien statute and provides that the release of the lien shall include the vehicle identification number or the title number along with the owner's name. Section 3 of the bill is also cleanup and also clarifies that this section pertains only to the electronic lien titles and providing for the notation and release of liens in an electronic process. Please support HB 1043.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1043. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Hansen votes aye.
On behalf of Representatives Eklund and Hansen, I'd like to welcome the Baltic government class. If you're here, please stand up.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1043, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Announcements. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Taxation Committee will meet tomorrow morning beginning at 8:30. We have two bills on the agenda. The first one we'll take up will be the tourism tax, the repeal of the sunset, making that tax permanent, and then we'll take up House Bill 1039. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no House Transportation Committee meeting tomorrow.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Health Human Services Committee will meet tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m. We've got bills to work on. And then just to announce that immediately following session, a seminar workshop on state aid education will be given, and then immediately following that in the same room, a report by the Legislative Planning Committee. As you know, that was formed with legislation last year, and they'll give you an update on the process and what's been done with that. So hope you can all make it.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. A reminder for House Ag and Natural Resources, we will be meeting tomorrow morning at 7:45. A little change up in the calendar of events. We will be taking House Bill 1003 immediately at the onset of that committee hearing, and then we will have the Department of Agriculture and DENR give presentations. So everyone that wants to learn a little bit more about mediation bill and two of our very, very, very important facets of state government, please come to the state or the South Dakota Ag Committee tomorrow morning. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Local Government Committee will have a meeting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll take up our first bill of the session. This will be a bill from the Office of the Secretary of State. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just handed a note by a Senate intern. We'd like to welcome him back, former Representative and Senator Kent Junkie.
Thank you. Welcome, Representative, now Senator Junkie, former Senator Junkie. Further announcements. Representative Boland.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations meeting will start with our pre-briefing at 7:15 tomorrow. Regular committee hearing at 8. We'll be hearing from the Department of Corrections. And always remember, you have never have free time at the legislature, but you do have unstructured time. So if you have unstructured time, we'd love to see you in appropriations tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Government Operations and Audit Committee will meet 15 minutes after session adjourns today in room 413.
Room 413. GOAC. Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, wine and cheese tonight from 6:30 to 9:30 at the American Legion. There's a trunk full of cheese, and the Speaker will talk at 7:30 and 8:30, plus or minus 15 minutes, depending on the number of people. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's always a fun event. Further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Steele.
Mayor, I move we adjourn. Second.
Those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
We are adjourned.